was sitting with a 16-year-old brother on one side of the church at Zawiski Adventist University in Russia. Mother and father were sitting on the other side. Elias sometimes sat with mother and father, but today he was sitting with his brother, Isaac. Isaac, who was sitting with his own friends, had invited the boy to sit with him. Sometimes Isaac allowed Elias to play car racing games on his cell phone during the sermon, but Elias knew it was wrong to play games in church. Today he didn't even want to play games. He wanted to listen to the sermon. The preacher was interesting. He was telling stories from the Bible and stories from his own life. As Elias listened, the morning sun shone through the church windows, casting a warm glow on the preacher. The preacher began to shine. A bright white light seemed to circle his hands, body, and head. He shone whiter than laundered white clothing. Elias blinked. "How is that possible?" he thought. "He looks like an angel." The preacher seemed to be shining as brightly as the sun itself. Elias squinted his eyes. The light seemed to make his eyes feel dry. He blinked rapidly several times to wet his eyes. He looked at the preacher. He was still shining. Elias looked over at Isaac. His brother was listening to the sermon. Wondered whether Isaac also could see that the preacher was shining, but he didn't want to ask him. He was afraid that Isaac might make fun of him. The preacher shone until the end of the sermon. Elias decided not to tell anyone about what he had seen. It would be a special moment between him and God. A few days later, Elias remembered the preacher when he read Jesus' sermon on the Mount in Matthew chapter 5. Jesus said, "You are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hidden. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven." Matthew chapter 5, verses 14 and 16. Elias realized that he also could shine. Jesus said people who do good things shine for him. "I can shine too," Elias said. "I can study hard and get good grades. I can help mother make supper to go to the store and to buy groceries. I can help father by mowing the lawn. There are many things that I can do to help others and shine for God. I want to shine for God." Part of the quarter's 13th Sabbath offering will help Elias Seventh-day Adventist School construct its own building on the campus of Zawiski Adventist University. Currently, Zawiski Christian School borrows classrooms from the university, and your offering will help the children meet in their own classrooms. Thank you for planning a generous offering.